Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
The no good deed goes unpunished thing.
Yes.
Tanner of Ames was telling us about, we were talking about drop-off at schools, and Tanner helping out a friend. It's not even his kid. He's helping out a friend, drops off the kid at school, and boom, his window on his truck gets bashed in because some kids were playing catch with a baseball. And the kids run off, and I guess as that happens, he gets rear-ended by somebody behind him. In the process, they have no insurance, so lose a windshield, a little thump on the back by another car.
Yeah.
All because he's just trying to help out his buddy get his kid to work, or school, excuse me. 244-1033. I don't know if I've had much helping. I don't help out anybody. It's all about me. Don't care about anybody else but me. Maybe my kids. Maybe my wife.
Maybe. If they are deserving.
The only good deed that went punished that I can recall, it seems, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of little ones, but the one is, you know, when I had the girlfriend 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought her furniture down from Maryland to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And dropped it off and came back home and found out she was cheating on me.
Yeah. Pretty much all of mine involve my sister. She's the worst.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know what? No, one does involve my mom. She wanted these very cool. My mom is like a fashionista, but never wears any of the stuff she buys because she's always in scrubs. But she wanted these like very cool, kind of punk-ish, like black boots. Think of like Abby from NCIS. Like my mom wanted boots like she had. So I bought them for her for Christmas, and they're like $120.
Woof.
Then I come home. A few months later when she's moving out to go to the apartment that she's in now, and she was selling them.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me. What are you doing? Well, they didn't fit. I was like, you didn't want to tell me that so you could exchange them? So I took them bitches and I still have them. I just packed them up for my move.
Then you should sell them.
I should.
Use that money to buy her some other boots.
No, it's for me now.
Okay. 244-1033. When is it you try to do something to help out and ended up blowing up in your face? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
There. Calling from the road.
What's up, bucko?
All right. So I got two stories real quick. First one, it burned me. I was trying to be a nice guy. Standing on my balcony, living in Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Big city. Didn't know nothing. Small town living.
Sure.
And all I hear is a breaking window noise, and all I see is people from a distance look like they're trying to get in their apartment or something, or, you know, whatever. Come to find out, someone was breaking into someone else's house.
Oh, no.
And I yelled at them, hey, you guys need help? Yeah, dumb.
What did they say?
They scattered, but they kept their same Suburban kept circling the apartment complex. I think they were trying to figure out where I lived.
Oh, no.
Everything worked out, but it could have been super bad.
They're like, shoot, a witness. He's going to have to die now.
That's kind of what was going through my head. But,
yeah.
So the thing that burns me, that absolutely burned me out of all the stories I got, I'm always the nice guy that helps out everyone and doesn't get anything in return. That's just how it goes. I let my family member borrow a trailer to go pick up a bundle of shingles on a little snowmobile trailer. It was able to hold 2 tons, so one bundle would fit, no problem, no issues. They stuck it on the very back corner of the snowmobile trailer and broke the leaf springs on the axle, and then blamed me for not giving them a trailer that was able to hold the weight that they wanted to haul.
They sound awful.
Yeah. And then didn't pay. I fixed it myself. It cost me $150 to fix it myself. I asked my family member, I said, hey, can you just pay for half?
Yeah.
You know, I fixed it. I paid for it. I did all the work. You broke my stuff. Nothing.
Huh.
Not a dime.
What little tea waffle?
Families are just the worst.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Hallelujah. It is time for stupid news.
Sorry. It's just a stupid little button here.
That's stupid. Stupid news. Laser 103.3.
We gonna do some stupid news, Nadia.
And happy payday eve to you, Moose.
Oh, and happy payday eve to you.
And I thank you. And first of all, we are going to Oregon, where there was a burglar locked inside of a bathroom for quite some time.
It's like, I just got to drop a little deuce real quick.
Excuse me, do you have any booty wipes?
One ply. Good, people. I'm never robbing this place.
Okay. I know, right? Oregon police responded with guns drawn after a woman reported a burglar was locked in her bathroom. Instead, they found an unlikely suspect.
That's Oregon. I'm going to say a beaver or a raccoon.
A trapped Roomba.
Oh.
Must clean. Must clean.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
They even requested a canine officer for backup, and they could hear rustling noises from behind the bathroom door.
And you know the cop's like, we hear you. We're getting the battering ram. SWAT's on its way.
Then they kicked the door open, and the room was like, what, man? I'm just cleaning this little space here. There's some dust.
Somebody's got to clean up these little toilet dookies.
Yeah. And the...
and pubic hairs.
The county sheriff said, we entered the bathroom and saw a very thorough vacuuming job being done by a Roomba. That's funny.
Kind of debate getting a Roomba.
Oh, I've seen horror videos and stories of Roombas.
Where they attack you while you're
sleeping. No, when a dog poops... when no one's home and the Roomba goes over it.
Oh, no.
And then tracks it all around. Oh, Slutbot just texted me.
Hey, baby.
Thanks for checking out Slutbot yesterday. Aw, oh, you're welcome, girl.
I miss you.
Mm. Like, oh, my gosh, people. Is everybody from Florida?
Being a little clingy now, I see, Slutbot.
Not going to be ignored, bot.
And we're going to Tennessee. This 45-year-old woman named Sally Selby popped into a Walmart around 4 o'clock in the morning last Friday to do some shopping. And she decided to use one of those motorized carts with a basket on the front.
Yeah.
And she was, on it for about 30 minutes. Then she rode it out of the store.
There we go.
Did a few hot laps in the parking lot.
Cool.
And then drove it onto the highway.
Oh, that's not what it's there for.
You know, when you can't afford the new Jeep Gladiator, always go for the roundabout little wheelie thing in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Several people called the police to report a woman driving a motorized scooter in the slow lane on the highway. On the highway. And it turns out she was trying to get to a Waffle House. Oh, precious food.
Sally, of course she's going to a Waffle House.
Of course she is.
She's not going to her financial planner's office. Or
no, but, you know, I got to give props to Sally.
Going to the tailor.
At least she knew she was going to be in the slow lane. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, she knew her lane, literally.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Laser 103.3. You're helping out, but it just blows back in your face. Sometimes literally.
Didn't your brother help someone out and then, like, get robbed?
No,
he didn't get robbed.
He texted me when we were talking about that. It wasn't somebody, you know, he gave him a ride. I phrased it as he gave somebody a ride, some stranger, and they got to wherever destination, and the person went in and theoretically walked out the back door, you know. You know, promising to be like, when we get there, I'll give you some gas money.
Yeah.
But he said, no, it was a friend who needed a ride, and took him there, and they just waited forever. And
well, that's even worse.
They never
worse.
Came out. Yeah.
Colton on Facebook said, I let a friend sleep in our garage for a while. He ended up stealing my Honda Civic and knocked up my wife.
What?
Not the Honda Civic! I don't care about your wife, but how dare you take the Honda Civic?
This is why I don't have friends. I mean, mostly because I'm an a-hole and a jackball. But,
no, we knew that. That was...
But I don't have friends because at some point they're going to impregnate my wife.
And take your Honda Civic.
Yeah.
I love that Honda Civic.
I used to have Honda Civic.
Did you really? Of course you did.
A little red hatchback. 244-1033. Let us know when you try to help out, and it just, it backfired on you. Didn't work out too good. Who's this? Where you come from?
Dakota from Eagle Grove.
Hello, Dakota. Well, you're just becoming a regular.
Dakota.
What's up?
I know, right? This is kind of irrelevant to your question.
Okay.
But, my dad, he's in a band, and he likes pyro. He's a huge pyro guy. Well, he's got one of those cannons. It's just like a tube you put black powder in, and usually on concerts when they drop the curtain, it makes that big boom noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's caused from one of those. Well, we're out at my cousin's acreage, whatever. And it was 4th of July, and he's trying to show off. Well, he gets the black powder in the cannon, and he put a lot more than normal.
Yeah.
Because he wanted just a huge one. And he runs back the remote and he pushes there. He's like, all right, 3, 2, 1, and he flips the switch to make it go off. Well, it didn't go. And so he sets the controller down, leaving it on.
Uh-oh.
He runs over and he's like, oh, the wires aren't connected yet. So as
soon as
he hits, he puts the wires on, it goes off and like fried his eyebrows. He was fine, but yeah, he had like second degree burns all over his hand, and yeah, it blew up in his face.
Literally blew up in his face.
Yeah. Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Game of Thrones is coming back Sunday.
Can we have a viewing party? And by that I mean, can I come over?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I don't have cable.
I thought you had HBO.
Did
you
they get,
you had that on your Hulu.
But do they start it right at the same time that it would go live?
I would think so.
I would hope so. Well, I'll double check. But if not, I'll bring over some popcorn.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll watch it with Jody. You can go sit in the other room.
I already cleared it with Jody. You've got permission. It's official.
Yay!
You're not going to talk during the whole thing, are you? I mean, we can chat a little bit.
Well, yeah, I don't talk during it. I'm usually
we can always pause.
Yeah,
and that's not.
I'm usually mouth agape, like.
You're not going to be watching, going to go, oh my god, you see that? Oh, look at that!
Can I get a one? I got a two going. No, I'm not going to do an auctioneer voice while we're watching Game of Thrones. Thank you.
Next week, Nadia's mom will give us her Game of Thrones a-hole of the week.
Let me tell you, Leslie is very excited. She's trying to play it off, but she's like, oh my god, the girls at the hospital are so excited. Like, yeah, because you're excited.
Right now we got the, you can get involved now, I should say, with the Game of Thrones Deadpool. Or the pool, I don't know. It's basically, we've got all the main characters listed there, and whether or not you think they're going to be alive, dead, or become a White Walker.
Yes.
Is this for the end of the season?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
We're not going by week to week.
No,
here.
We're going what you think at the very end of the season, what's going to happen. What do you think? And Moose and I guess we could share ours.
Yeah. On air, like our separate ones?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason I was thinking, oh, we're doing one together, but no.
No. Our...
So, like, we got all sorts of people. Brienne of Tarth, Jon Snow, Arya Stark, Bran Stark, Cersei, Jaime, Tyrion...
Grey
Daenerys,
Worm.
Grey Worm, Melisandre.
Melisandre.
And
you know what? I think Yara is going to live, but I think Theon is going to die.
Where are you at? Yara. Oh, Greyjoy.
Yeah, the sister.
I thought she already died.
No, the uncle has her.
Oh, that's right.
Because remember, he like put the knife up to her, and then Theon kind of looked at her and just jumped ship, and I was like,
that's right.
Theon!
I forgot about that, yeah. Still a little, what's his,
Reek
in him, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little whole lot of PTSD there, but I feel like he's gonna do something, like he's gonna end up back on the ship.
Who's the guy who was like... Gendry, that's who I was thinking of. Okay, he's on here.
Gendry.
So he was like, he's like the son of one of the kings, or Robert Lannister, I think. But he was kind of sent off for his own protection, and he's like a blacksmith now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, him.
He disappeared for like a whole season.
I always get him and Podrick confused, because they kind of look the same.
Yeah, they kind of do. But Gendry, I think, will not only be alive, I could see him like being on the Iron Throne when it's all said and done.
Because he's, Baratheon's kid.
Who's going to become a White Walker? Somebody of note has to become a White Walker.
I bet you... Oh, I had a thing last night. Okay, so Cersei... I think is going to become a White Walker, but get this, instead of like the Night King, she's going to kill the Night King and be like the Night Queen. And the Night King's like, oh god.
Interesting.
You know, because she's just the worst. Like, she is the pure embodiment of evil.
She'd probably have to kill him first before becoming a White Walker, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I see her, she's not like combat though. Somebody would kill the Night... Like, she'd be... The Night King's about to get her, and then Jaime comes up behind him and cuts his head off.
Yeah, with the dragon's tooth.
And then she kills Jaime and becomes a White Walker because some other White Walker touches her or something.
I don't know. I really don't know. And then who was the one... He's got the grayscale, and Sam went to, like, cut it off.
Oh, Jorah?
Jorah
Mormont.
Yeah. I think he's gonna... Oh, he might die fighting for Daenerys, though, I think.
What's going to happen with Jon Snow and the Mother of Dragons?
They're going to be Mama and Papa of Dragons.
So they've started porking. They're humping on that boat.
Correct.
I don't see either of them being on the Iron Throne.
You don't?
I don't think that's going to happen. It's too easy. It's too...
If Jon Snow...
It's too expected.
Yeah. If Jon Snow dies, I may have to take a personal day.
Oh, yeah.
I will be mourning.
I will be, too. He's my man crush.
I love him. Oh, and that cute little man with hands.
I remember when the first season, maybe second, and Jon Snow was kind of the outcast, like the, you know, the black sheep. I was like, oh, he's going to be the guy who wins all this in the end.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That now he's like too much of a favorite.
Yeah.
He's too prominent.
Which means, obviously, he has to die.
What are the odds Cersei's on the Iron Throne? Like,
none.
Everybody else is dead. It's her. She's still there.
And then there's Ser Davos. Oh, yeah. I remember Ser Davos.
So anyway, the Game of Thrones pool is up at laser1033.com/moose. Download it now, fill it out, and play along with us.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.